This is program number LW1770. Hey, have you ever heard of a trouble tree? Hi, this is Larry West. Now, all of us have troubles. You know that. It's sort of like the sign on one army chaplain's door that said, if you have troubles, come and tell us about them. If not, come in and tell us how you do it. Sure, all of us have troubles, but there's one guy who has a trouble tree. It's located about a block away from his house, right where he has to pass every evening on his way home. He says, when I reach that tall poplar in the evening, I leave all the troubles and worries of the day right there. Let them hang on the branches if they want to, I say to myself. I'm through with them for the day, and I throw back my shoulders and stir up a grin and get ready for a fine evening with my family. He says, I used to take my troubles home to my wife, and often they would stay with me all night, and I'd get up in the morning with a grouch. But no more. I hang them on my trouble tree, and 5 nights out of 6, they have all blown away by morning. You know, we've all got troubles. But trouble is what gives a fellow his chance to discover his strength or his lack of it. You know, in the presence of trouble, some people buy crutches. Others grow wings. For example, take a man and cripple him, and you have a Sir Walter Raleigh. Bury him in the snows of Valley Forge, and you have a George Washington. Have him born in abject poverty, and you have an Abraham Lincoln. Throw every obstacle in his path, and you have a Booker T. Washington. Load him with bitter racial prejudice, and you have a Disraeli. Stab him with rheumatic pains until, for years, he cannot sleep without drugs, and you have a Steinmetz. In the presence of trouble, some people buy crutches. Others grow wings. Ever heard of Arturo Toscanini? He was, for a while, a second fiddler in an obscure South American orchestra who had the physical handicap of being very, and I mean extremely, nearsighted. Well, when Toscanini was just 19, he was playing cello in the orchestra, and since he couldn't see the music on the stand, he worked until he memorized it. And one day, the orchestra leader became ill, and young Toscanini was the only member of the orchestra who knew the score, the whole score. So he conducted it by memory, and the audience cheered. Now, there was a guy who, in the presence of trouble, didn't buy himself a crutch. He grew some wings. Now, not all of us can overcome our troubles and make such a smash hit with our successes, can we? There are the big crises that we have from time to time, sure. And when we can meet them head on and get up bruised and even bleeding, we can, when we overcome them, make smash hits. It's evident that we've grown the wings. But it's the little things that defeat us, right? How do you handle them? Well, you might do like the fellow I told you about a moment ago. Hang them on a trouble tree. 5 nights out of 6, they'll probably be all blown away by the next morning. On a Friday morning 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ laid himself down on his own trouble tree, one that they fashioned out of 2 pieces of rough lumber, and they nailed him on it. Right with God, in trouble with men, he died there just to take away our troubles, the big ones and the little ones. You know, when I get down in the mouth about troubles I face, I focus upon that trouble tree, the cross of Jesus Christ. And it helps all my frustrations to fade out into oblivion. Hey, find you a trouble tree. I recommend mine, the cross of Jesus Christ. It's available to everybody. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. We care. I've written a pamphlet called What is the Gospel? In it, we talk more about this Jesus and how you can truly become a Christian. What is the Gospel? It's free. Write me for it, care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.